Sudoku Podcast Episode Number 2 Zendoku. Hello everybody, my name is Jennifer and this is the Sudoku Podcast. I want to first apologize for the lateness of this podcast. It has been a while since the first episode aired and I have been debating whether a Sudoku podcast would be something I should keep doing or not because it is a niche. It is a very specific niche and I just wasn't thinking people would listen to this. But I'm still feeling inspired by it, so I think I will put out another episode. And I'm going to try and edit as little as possible and present more of a freestyle podcast to you. The last podcast was a lot of work to edit and a lot of stuff that I thought would be good. I took out because I wanted it to sound neat and organized, but in the end, a lot of information got left out, so I'm just going to freestyle it and see how that works. But I'll try to edit pauses and still. Okay, so the first bit of stuff I'd like to go through is news. There's a lot of news, surprisingly enough. New York Post is now having new types of Sudoku puzzles in their comic section called Monster Sudoku, which is a combination of letters and numbers. Anybody who subscribes to that newspaper should check it out. For the past week on Garfield.com, the day's comic has been something to do with Sudoku. It has been pretty humorous and interesting, and even Odie is getting into the act of doing Sudoku. And poor John isn't very good at it. You should check these comic strips out before they are no longer available. Go to www.garfield.com/comic/todayscomic, and you can scroll through the last week of comics, and you will find it's very funny. Okay, last bit of news, but this is a biggie. Apple just introduced the iPad, a slate tablet device for newspapers and books and content and media and every possible thing under the sun. And I'm thinking this is going to end up being a good Sudoku playing apparatus on top of everything else that it does. One, you'll be getting the newspapers, Sudoku puzzles on it, such as the New York Times, and possibly the Washington Post, like I just mentioned. The Washington Post is having new large-sized monster Sudoku puzzles, so I think if newspapers are going to tablets now and to content devices such as the iPad, then we will be seeing Sudoku in a lot of different devices, but especially on this, because it's got a nice big white screen, touch display, everything that the iPod Touch has, but larger, roomy. I think that's going to be a great thing. And well, if you want to know more what I mean, you can watch the keynote for the iPad on Apple's website, apple.com. It's the first thing you see when you go to the Apple website. So go ahead and give that a look. See if this is a device that might be good for gaming, newspaper reading, books, and yes, Sudoku. Not just for Sudoku, clearly, but, you know, it's great to see that Sudoku is being used on a wide variety of devices, and I think this will be a good device for it. Today I'm going to review Zendoku, a game with Sudoku and puzzle fighting action and all sorts of different modes. Been out for a long time. It's out for DS and PSP. I have the DS version. When you first turn it on, there are two modes. There's the Zendoku mode, which is the complex gaming mode of this particular Sudoku variation. But there's also a classic Sudoku mode, which is really nice. And I want to preface this by saying all their puzzles are randomly generated based on different levels. So it's not a limited number of puzzles like you might find on some Sudoku game carts. This is constantly different, and that's what makes it so interesting. I won't be playing the same puzzle twice on this. It has its own randomly generated puzzle engine, which is actually pretty good. Under the classic mode, we have five difficulty levels: easy mode for beginners, normal mode for people who are a little bit more comfortable with the game, hard mode for people who want to advance a little bit more and test their skills a little bit, which is where I am at. There's the expert mode, which I still have not been able to win a game in, and then there's master mode, which is equivalent to the insane mode you will find on most Sudoku books and software. So, I'll go into easy mode, and we'll just explain what I see. You got your regular grid. All the givens numbers are in dark green squares, and each number is colored. So you have a rainbow of different numbers, and that keeps it from... You're not staring at a black and white screen. It's pretty colorful and cute. The empty spaces are in light green. And play is simple. You just tap the number that you want to place. They're given along the sides. And then tap the square you want to put it in. On the top screen, you have a timer, which tells you how long you've been playing for. Gives you your seconds. You also have a little graph, which shows you which rows have been completed, which boxes have been completed and filled in. And it also shows you hints. It'll show you orange squares for ones that only have a few numbers that could possibly go in them, and red squares for the ones that could have only one possible answer in. If you make a mistake, such as putting two ones in the same row, these little squares at the top will light up and flash, and so will the numbers. I think it's kind of useful to have those hints that tell you when something is wrong, rather than having to go back over and check everything all over again. However, if you are stressed about hints, you can go into, okay, I gotta go back now. You can go into the options and turn off hints. Oh, and the menu screen under each category. Like, the menu screen under Classic Sudoku has, the first page is Dojo, which has the rules. The second tab is your pure Sudoku, just solve it in your own time. The third tab is a time trial. You can choose a difficulty level to race against the clock. And, the last option is music, hints, and you can erase your game save. Oh, and by the way, music is really nice. I've got the music turned off for the podcast, but just to give you a sample, very calming, relaxing music. You're going to love playing Sudoku with that music. So that's Classic Sudoku. There's nothing really different about the time trial mode, except for on the top screen you have your countdown timer, your score, and your bonus points for solving it in a certain amount of time. Okay, we're going to go back and go into the first mode, which I want to save for last, which is called Zendoku. Zendoku is a Sudoku puzzle fighter. You choose a character from the ones they give you, and you can go into different modes. The first mode is quest mode, which is basically the story mode, and you go through defeating each of the characters in order to master your character and unlock different things. I'm not going to go into quest mode. I'm going to check out Zen mode. Zen mode is pretty cool. I'll just click on easy here. In Zen mode, you have your character, your countdown timer, your timing is limited. And what you want to do here is that instead of numbers, you have little icons, little cutesy icons, which represent the various numbers. So you're going by pictures rather than numbers. In all of these puzzle modes, whenever you complete it, you will see your score, whether it be time or points or whatever. Zen mode is usually scored by points. Time trial mode is usually scored by time. And pure Sudoku, classic Sudoku, is based on time also. You can choose a symbol to represent you, and that'll be there for your score. So I chose a little flower for my character after completing that puzzle. And then you have a complete sort of history of what you've done, because otherwise you wouldn't have an icon next to the score, but the NPC score, but your score will have an icon next to it. So it's a good way to see how things go. You have the attack box here, which I have not tried yet. So you can unlock different things with it. And the first one here is a punch. Oh, this is the mini puzzle mode. That's right. In the battle mode, when you attack, when you get attacked, you have to complete mini puzzles in order to play Sudoku again. And these puzzles are usually pretty complex or pretty simple, depending on the strength of your opponent and how heavy the attack is. And once you complete this mini puzzle game, you can go back to playing your Sudoku puzzle. That's in the quest mode, and that's a feature I do not like because it can get really difficult and really, really annoying. And it's a real trial, so you can unlock these. You can try these attacks out in your attack box. There's a multiplayer mode under the quest mode, which I haven't tried, under the Zendoku mode, which I haven't tried yet. You can search for a game, scan. My Wi-Fi isn't very good, so I'm not going to do that. And at last, you can turn hints on, you can turn hints off. I will turn hints on. So, that is Zendoku, and it's pretty fun. And in the quest mode, you start with easy puzzles using the symbols, and it gets really, really, really hard over time as it progresses. So it's a nice curve, ramping up the difficulty. Though I think the last opponent is a little bit too hard, in my opinion, but that's just me. Other people might find it okay. But when you add in the mini games that you have to play if you get attacked and all that, it can get really challenging. So the game, the quest game mode of this particular cartridge is particularly interesting to try and play. It's a very different take on Sudoku. It's a very unique variation. And it's very entertaining because your characters are attacking each other, and it is very interesting. I give this a 5 out of 5 if I'm going to do a rating thing. I'm going to quit this game, though, because I can't keep blowing into the microphone while I'm doing my podcast. It is a very interesting and unique take on Sudoku, and I highly recommend it. 5 out of 5 stars from me. Alright, that's the end of the episode. There's nothing else I really want to talk about, other than if you have any suggestions for products Sudoku books or whatever that I can review, please email them or leave them in the comments. I will try to include information about everything I do in the show notes. And as usual, check the show notes for a link to the Zendoku website if you want to check that out. It's not on shelves anymore. You'll have to buy it used if you want it, but it is definitely worth it. And that is it. Happy puzzling, everyone.